This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A grueling, bitterly fought U.S. presidential campaign comes to a close on Tuesday. Tens of millions of voters are heading to polling places across the country to help decide whether to keep Republican incumbent President Donald Trump as the American leader for the next 4 years, or whether to oust him in favor of the Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. More than 97 million people have already cast early ballots, more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. Many voters are voting early to avoid exposure to crowds and possible infection by the coronavirus. The total 2020 vote count, by some estimates, could reach a U.S. record of 150 million or more. But with state-by-state laws controlling how soon the absentee votes can be counted, the outcome of the election may not be known for days, depending on how close the contest turns out to be. In some areas, the pre-election atmosphere is tense. In some cities, including New York and Washington, D.C., some merchants have boarded up their storefronts to prevent potential damage and looting in case violence erupts. Social media giant Twitter said Monday it will put warning labels on tweets from U.S. election candidates that claim victory ahead of the official results. In a blog post Monday, the company said an election win must be, quote, authoritatively called, unquote, before tweets without warning labels will be allowed by candidates or campaigns. To determine election results, Twitter said it would require an announcement from a state election official or a public projection from at least two national news outlets. In addition, Twitter said any tweets meant to incite interference or violence will be removed from the feed. This is VOA News.